It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I think it's also time for Dr. Holly Lucille to come clean. I got to tell you something. I mean, most people who are listening might see a picture of me. Of course, we have the great old internet. You can see me on Twitter, Facebook, what have you. But do you know what I really look like? Because it's not so scary when you're looking at a public figure like myself. But it might be more scary when you're on those dating websites. But my point is, I want you to know that a lot of people think that I look as, you know, that I'm at an ideal weight and I'm pretty fit and all that. And the truth is, it's true. But I want to tell you something. I have struggled with the idea of weight loss my entire life. I was a very sort of just kind of crazy, you know, as we all have our stories, family life, and got a little bit confused about what nourishment really was. So disordered in eating. And then, boy, for decades, just struggled and probably tried one way or another to lose weight and to lose fat. And I think that I have so much empathy and compassion in this area because of my own experience. And that's why I love when I run into people like Esther Blum, who is going to talk all about what is fat loss and how do you achieve it and achieve it effectively and safely. Esther, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Holly. So yeah, so let's just jump right in and talk a little bit about fat loss, because I think there's so much confusion about fat loss versus weight loss. And fat loss is that state where your body is hormonally balanced. It's where your insulin and your blood sugar feel balanced. And your cortisol is not peaking or spiking throughout the day, and you're not eating too many carbs to tip the scales, and so your body can actually access its own body fat during the day. And it's not as hard to achieve as we think it is, but we're so used to just watching the numbers on the scale move rather than watching, you know, our body fat percentages change that we get very confused. And when you just do a regular diet and you lose weight, your body stays the same. Let's say you're pear-shaped, like most women typically are pear-shaped. Some are apple-shaped. What happens is when you lose weight, you still are pear-shaped. And your body may be smaller, but you may actually have lost some muscle in the process and gained fat and changed your body composition. When you lose fat, when you lose body fat, you actually can develop that wonderful hourglass shape and be very curvy and gorgeous and lean, but you actually can shift your body weight. And, you know, I was a member of a running team in New York for years and years. And people train for marathons, women in particular, and their breasts and their abdomens would get smaller, but their hips would remain the same, right?
Right.
Versus once I started weight training, I was like, duh, and that's when my lower half shrank and my upper half grew, and the proportions became so much more balanced. So it has to do with your exercise, and it has to do with your eating as well. Both come into play there.
You need both, and you need both to get it effective, right? So the
you do.
Yeah, because haven't you had that experience where you've got people, your clients come in that they eat very healthy, and they still don't understand why they're losing weight?
Yes. Well, and healthy really is kind of irrelevant, because I always say it's not that you're not eating healthy, it's just you're eating foods that aren't working for you. And that's really kind of the mindset you have to take on. So these are people who are not eating McDonald's, they're eating fruits and vegetables, but they're eating too many starches, far more than what their body can handle. So I really recommend that you play around with carbs. I don't think anyone should go too low carb for too long of a time, but start by just getting rid of the white flour products, the gluten, and the grains, okay? And start by clearing out gluten. Just doing that, you're going to tip scales in terms of fat burning. You're going to see a better body composition because you're lowering your insulin response. You're not putting extra carbohydrates in your body that can raise your insulin response. Then, eventually, you know, you can go grain-free, or you can have days that are very low carb and very high carb and so on and so forth. But I don't even like to make it that complicated. When somebody says, how do I lose body fat? There's two things you can do. And number one is you can confine your starch intake to, you know, two pieces of fruit and one half to one cup of a cooked starch per day, like a sweet potato, or some people tolerate legumes or a winter squash. That's a great starting point. And the rest of the time you're eating protein, vegetables, quality fats, and really balancing it that way. The second is to, and I know you do this, Holly, you lift heavy weights and you don't spend hours on that dreaded treadmill. You just either, you know, I love to do skipping rope. I love to jump rope like a mental patient for, for you know, 15-20 minutes. I just turn up the music and I rest between songs. And I play, you know, 5-6 songs, and then I'm done, and I'm sweaty and drenched, and my heart rate is peaking and spiking and dipping. And then the other days, you lift heavy for, you know, 30-40 minutes. You don't have to do sustained exercise. When you do long periods of prolonged cardio, your testosterone levels actually drop. That's why even a lot of Olympic athletes don't work out more than 1 hour at a time, because that is unfavorable to your body composition. It's getting lean, and most people don't realize they can actually cut back on exercise and just do it harder and smarter, not longer.
Yes.
It's different.
You know, and the thing that makes so much sense to me about what you're saying, and people, you can get more of this. Esther is a very prolific author, but she has her latest out. In fact, she's so lovely that, I mean, okay, I'm an author too, and I've got some wisdom, but a family member of mine, when I came back from New York shooting my show, Myth Defined, that's on Devria Network, and Esther had given me a book that she, Living Gorgeous, right? It was at that one. Or Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous, one. Okay.
It was the Eat, Drink, and Be Gorgeous project we did, I think. And
yeah.
That was such a fun show. I loved it.
But here's what happened. So this particular family member, I'm going to just kind of keep it as that, was reading your book and then finally like doing things that I have been saying for years and years and years. She's like, no. Esther said this and Esther said that. And it was so, but you make it really, 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 really easy for folks to behave, because what you've said today about how to lose fat, nothing was do this for 2 weeks and it's going to work. Nothing was take this and it's going to work. These are lifestyle, long-term, sustaining, building projects that people need to get in the game, get their skin in the game, get in it to win it, all of those things that we can say. Mm-hmm. And latest book, I've just got to tout it, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. You know, as I've said before, the wonderful thing about this particular book is everything that you have in it are simple, digestible ideas, tips, and facts that make weight loss really, really simple, really, really easy, and really, really doable.
Thank you. Yeah, it took me a long time to go paleo myself. You know, I don't ask people to do anything more than I am ready to do myself. But I feel like if you can pick just 2 to 3 things and do those 80% of the time, if you do a couple things 80% for 100% of the time, I'm not wording this properly, if you do 80% of your behaviors 100% of the time, that's it. That's when you see the changes. You never have to be perfect. You know, I have some dark chocolate. I have 1 or 2 squares of dark chocolate and 2 vodka cocktails every week. Those are my non-negotiables. Those are things I will not give up. And the rest, I can give up gluten. I can give up grains. But give me my red meat and avocado and chocolate, and I'm like the happiest girl on planet Earth. But it takes a long time to figure that out. And, you know, I say to people, the biggest question I get is, well, how do I get started? And this applies to fat loss. This applies to changing your life. How do I get started? I would say just start with changing your breakfast. Just start eating a whole
one meal
breakfast.
Whole foods. So, and we've got 60 seconds. The last thing I want to say, and I hate to cut you off, and I always wish I had you for more, but your mantra, every bite of food you eat either puts you in a fat-burning state or a fat-storing state. Which one would you prefer? And I love it because it's exactly how I ask people to think about their daily activities. Is this going to be a deposit into your health savings account, or is this a withdrawal that you are going to have to, you know, actually make up somehow? And people that come to see us are in debt anyway, right? So you got to ask yourself those questions. All right, Esther Blum, thank you so much. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD, and check out RadioMD.com as well.